PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the final lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check.
Today's featured words are reminisce and skirmish. It's time for another episode of the city's favorite interview show, Getting the Scoop with Scoops. And now, your host, Todd Scoops Ming.
Greetings and thank you.
Anytime.
That was for them, for tuning in. Today's guest is known for her astonishing strength, her dazzling intellect, and her voluminous lexicon, which I think means she's smart, strong, and knows a lot of words. She's here today to talk about what it's like to battle the evil Dr. Two Brains. Please welcome my guest, Word Girl. Thank you for joining us today, Word Girl.
Certainly, Scoops.
I thought we might show some scenes from your previous adventures, and then afterwards we'll talk about them. How does that sound?
Sounds fun. You know, I love to reminisce about past victories.
Let's remind our viewers how the friendly Professor Stephen Boxleitner came to be known as Dr. Two Brains. Roll it!
Dr. Stephen Boxleitner was Word Girl's friend, until an experiment with a vicious lab mouse named Squeaky went horribly wrong, leaving him with a tiny mouse brain stuck to his head and an evil new identity, Dr. Two Brains.
Wow, an evil scientist with a mouse brain attached to his head. He seems invincible.
At first glance, Dr. Two Brains might seem impossible to defeat, but at the end of the day, he's just like any other mouse.
In what way?
He's afraid of cats.
Oh. Ha-ha. Touche.
All right.
Did you hear that?
I didn't hear anything.
There it is again. It sounded just like a cat. Cat!
Oh, boy. A kitty cat.
Meow! Giant cat coming right at us, scaring pants off of Mouse Brain. Run for your life.
Oh, no, you don't, Two Brain. Now it's your turn to get creamed.
An awesome air battle.
Yeah, well, most encounters with Dr. Two Brains end with some sort of skirmish.
Tell me, is it hard constantly defeating Dr. Two Brains all by yourself?
Well, I can't take all the credit for bringing Two Brains to justice again and again and again. My sidekick, Captain Huggy Face, has been known to save the day on occasion.
Yeah, and speaking of Captain Huggy Face, I'd like to give him a special thanks for running our cameras today. Thanks for filling in for Jerome, Huggy. Say, isn't this fun? Hanging out, remembering good times. I wonder if there's a word for that.
I think the word you're looking for is reminisce. See, I told you I'd get to it. It means to look back fondly on fun times.
Oh, well, it certainly is fun to be here reminiscing with you. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Nailed it. But Word Girl, it says here in my notes that on one occasion, you actually teamed up with Dr. Two Brains. Why would you work alongside such an evil supervillain?
Because we had a common enemy, his super-smart mouse army. And for the record, once the mice were defeated, I was sure to take care of Dr. Two Brains. Roll the clip! Roll the clip?
Roll the clip, please.
Stop this! I am Dr. Two Brains! I was going to win! I was going to beat Word girl.
Let's see. Smart? No. Less smart? Far less smart. Here we go.
Ha-ha! Thank you, Word Girl. Now the cheese is all mine. Ha-ha! All part of my plow. Go! The getaway. I am still in control. I'm all right.
How long do you think you'll keep going?
He'll run into some woods eventually.
Oh, this is a treat.
You know, an army of mice is one thing. But how did you overpower Dr. Two Brains when he built that indestructible robot armor? Was it the biggest battle of all time? Were there lasers and karate moves and explosions?
Biggest battle of all time? No. It was barely even a skirmish. But don't take my word for it. Rallycrap!
Not so fast, Two Brains!
Again? I'm astonished, Word Girl. You insist on repeating the identical situation over and over and over.
You know, you're right. You're just too powerful now.
I am? Huh. You're actually complimenting me. I'm astonished.
Well, that suit just proves what a brilliant scientist you are.
I like to think I had something extra. Spunk, natural flair.
Yeah, you're great. We get it. So, me being the superhero and all, I feel like I should at least try to stop you one last time.
Oh, if you must. Prepare to smell defeat, Word Girl! Super Limburger Stink Spray!
Warning.
Something's wrong. What just happened?
We discovered a weakness that could trigger a mecha suit meltdown. That big red self-destruct button just right on your back.
You noticed that, did you?
I'm astonished it was so easy.
I knew I shouldn't have put that on there. Oh, well, live and learn, I guess. See you around.
You're going to jail, actually.
Jail? No!
Dr. Two Brains, if you're watching, next time you come at me with indestructible armor, maybe you shouldn't leave the instruction manual lying around. Just saying.
On a quick side note, Word Girl, you've used the word skirmish a few times today. Mind telling our viewers what it means? I know what it means, of course. Clearly. Duh. Hello, I'm Scoops, kid who knows lots of words. But I bet everyone watching at home would love to know the definition.
Sure, Scoops. A skirmish is a small fight or battle. When I try to stop a villain from breaking the law and we have an argument or a confrontation, that's a skirmish.
Skirmish. Skirmish. Skirmish.
Scoops, interview?
What? Oh, hello! Yes, where were we? Oh, and speaking of robots, remember the time Dr. Two Brains teamed up with Toby? How could you possibly fight two villains at once?
Well, it's easy when they're busy fighting amongst themselves.
Come on! Let's put the squeeze on her for good!
No, surely we can think of a much more diabolical way to teach her a lesson.
We both know you're just stalling because you have a silly schoolboy crush on her.
But I do not!
Do too.
Stay out of this! It's Bootsy the cat.
Huggy, look! It's Bootsy the cat, star of the film Sir Kitty. But it is a big deal! We need to get her autographed picture for the scavenger quest. Mousezilla first, then autograph.
Oh, please, I did 90% of the work. So much for an equal collaboration.
You're right, child. It wasn't equal because I did all of the... Ow! A cat!
Oh, are we afraid of a little cat? A little kitty, kitty cat?
Give away! Oh, yeah? Well, at least I don't love Word Girl like you do.
Well, you're afraid of a little kitty, kitty, kitty. Meow, meow, meow.
Love, love, love.
But Dr. Two Brains, he sees a kitty and he goes...
Great job, Huggy. Let's see if this mouse can swim.
Meow, 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 meow.
Love, 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 love.
That's it. Our collaboration is over.
Huh. Finally, we agree.
Where are we?
And why are we in handcuffs? Oops.
Ha! Looks like they were the ones having quite a skirmish. Reminiscing is fun.
Yes.
See how I... Anyway, Seriously, though, you make defeating Dr. Two Brains look so easy.
You want easy? One time, Two Brains was defeated by nothing more than a simple coincidence.
Oh, by the way, I have you outnumbered again.
Oh, you guys look so cute.
Well, are you hench mice or hench men? Get her!
Oh.
Great job, Huggy.
Oh, word, girl.
Ah! Was that a lighting fixture that just fell on him?
Do I even have to say it?
Coincidence.
Coincidence! Here, check this out.
Huh. Well, that got your attention.
Dr. Two Brains!
What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? You, girly, are ruining my reputation. You're all, oh, Dr. Two Brains is so easy to defeat. Every skirmish ends in victory for me, Word Girl. Isn't it fun to reminisce about all the times I've defeated him? Ha, ha, ha. It's embarrassing. Everybody who's watching is laughing at me. I already got a call from Chuck the Sandwich Guy.
Excuse me, Dr. Two Brains, but we were actually in the middle of a television show here.
Newsflash, kid. You're being replaced. Ha 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 ha! Tie him up, boys. So, Word Girl, you ready for a real grilling? Maybe a cheese grilling? Ha ha ha! This is gonna be fun. Good evening, world, and welcome to Word Girl's final interview.
Will Dr. Two Brains use his goop ray on Word Girl? Will she be able to escape? Will this skirmish end in disaster for Word Girl? Has all the reminiscing come to an end?
Oh, we're just getting started with the reminiscing, Mr. Announcer Man.
Tune in next time for the conclusion of this suddenly very suspenseful episode of Word Girl.
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I have a word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is elegant. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Emily!
Elegant means stylish and dignified, like Captain Huggy Face in that tuxedo and top hat.
That's correct. I'd say Huggy looks almost as elegant as a certain game show host.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, no one. Hey, what's that off in the distance? Perhaps I should take a look. Anyway, congratulations, Emily! You are today's winner! Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl velvet cape!
How elegant.
Really? A cape? You think that makes him more elegant than I am?
Yes.
No doubt.
Okay, then. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I have a word?
Listen for the words cliffhanger and irk. Previously on Word Girl, Scoops was interviewing Word Girl, reminiscing about her many victories, until Dr. Two Brains and his goop ray took over the show.
Welcome back to Getting the Scoop with Scoops.
Ahem!
The Dr. Two Brains is the Best Villain Ever show, starring Dr. Two Brains as himself. When you last saw us, we were, what did you want me to say again?
Never mind, kid. I don't think you're cut out for TV. You're strictly a print journalist. Psst, point it back this way. When you last saw us, Word Girl was really irking me by bragging about all the time she spoiled my fun. But then I spoiled her fun. Ooh, that was fun. I took over this interview and pointed my goop ray at her. Pretty exciting cliffhanger, if you ask me.
Did you say cliffhanger, boss?
Yeah, cliffhanger. So what?
Nothing.
I don't see any cliffs around here. You see a cliff, Charlie?
Do you really think you're gonna get away with this?
I'll ask the questions. Word girl, Dr. Two Brains, a great villain or a super great villain? Pick one.
Well, saying something I don't believe really irks me, but... you're the most brilliant villain I've ever faced.
Oh, stop. This interview's about you. Now, this isn't the first time I've gotten the better of you, is it, Word Girl? How did it feel when I outsmarted you at the grocery store with my brilliantly simple plan?
Did not.
Did too. Ugh. Blech. Shouldn't have turned that remote control into goop.
There's an extra one under your chair.
Scoops!
Sorry, I just try to be helpful.
Thank you, buddy. Let's go to the grocery store. I'm Dr. Cool Brains, and I aim to please. I can hook you up with a nice piece of cheese. I'm hip, I'm fun, I'm totally chillin', snazzy enough to be the number one villain. Can we? What are we doing? Let's go to the grocery store, shall we? Oh, come on.
Hold it right there, Two Brains.
Oh, hi, Word Girl. You're just in time to see me commit another uncomplicated crime right before your very eyes. Are you ready? Prepare to be dazzled. Oh, yeah! Take that! Oh, I'm so bad! Whoa!
Let's just wrap this up quickly, okay? Nothing there. Okay, that trick's not going to work again. So, Two Brains, prepare to... Ow! Hey! Quiet! Did they just escape by throwing cheese at us?
Yes, yes, I did. Just like this. You're right, it's a waste of perfectly good cheese. Next question. Weren't you the one humiliated that time?
Not really. I ended up completely defeating you in that episode. Remember, you tried to steal an entire stadium full of cheese? Show that scene. It's a classic.
No, I picked the clips. And I picked the one where the not-so-superhero Word Girl gets overpowered by a giant metal mouse. Take a look. And clip. Roll 'em. Clip, clip! Come, what's going on?
Word Girl! Word Girl.
Toby and Dr. Two Brains collaborating? Isn't playing well with others against evil villain rule number 344?
Rules are made to be broken. Besides, our collaboration is the best thing that's ever happened to us.
Come on, Huggy. Let's take this metal mouse down! Put a dent in it.
Look, I'll be Word Girl. Oh, I'll save the day. Bong. Ouch. Oh, I'm a terrible superhero. Oh.
You're really starting to irk me with these clips.
Ooh, good times. Good times.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Then you should remember that I defeated you all.
I don't recall that. Charlie?
This is irking me so much.
Oh, Word Girl, don't get mad. Because we all know that when Word Girl gets mad, her sidekick gets upset. And then something bad always happens to the sidekick. You'll see what I mean. Pow. Let the embarrassment begin. And she was all, did you see that monkey?
Yeah. That's it. It's one thing to try to embarrass me, but it really irks me when you laugh at my best friend.
Oh, it hurts. Oh, boy. Word Girl, if that's how you treat your friends, I'd hate to see how you treat your enemies. Come on, henchman, give me something.
You're my enemy.
Yeah, I'm proud of it.
And you've never defeated me, ever. Literally not one time.
Oh, yeah? Then what about all those film clips? Those exciting, tension-filled moments when it looks like I'm just about to defeat you.
Those are cliffhangers.
Seriously, Charlie, are you seeing this cliff they keep talking about? Oh, yeah, me too. I see it.
Cliffhanger. It's a word. It means a situation in a story where things are left uncertain until the next part. Like how in part one of this episode, it looked like Dr. Two Brains might defeat me. And the narrator said, will Dr. Two Brains use his goop ray on Word Girl?
Yes.
No, you won't, because that was just a cliffhanger. I can't lose. I'm the hero.
Oh, I don't know. You don't look like much of a hero to me. Did you see that monkey? Oh, I love it.
Funny.
Come on, people, don't be shy. Let's hear it. I'm stronger than Word Girl. I'm stronger than Word Girl.
I am so irked right now. Completely and totally irked. And you know what else irks me? No one has even asked me what irk means. They seem pretty distracted right now.
Oh, high five! Oh, yeah, go high. Up high. Don't leave me hanging, bro. Woo! Yeah, victory dance. Oh, this is fun.
Is that all you have on us? Flying into robots and getting hit with a few pieces of cheese? That's not embarrassing at all.
Well, what about the time you came to my lair to defeat me and got caught like a little bitty weak mouse? Ha ha ha. No, I don't mean that as an insult to my mouse peeps, because as you know, I am part mouse. But it was still pretty funny.
For example, I know that your first attack will be number 27, monkey sidekick jumping on my back. You see? Futile.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about...
Number 82, the sumo karate snake fang crane shiatsu cannonball twist kick. Oh, please. Futile.
Oh, let me go!
Two brains are always better than one.
Hey, fire that goop ray! Be careful with that, please.
Sorry, boss.
You sure? Okay. Monkey throw! Oh, the power of laughter.
No.
Yep.
Oh,
by the way, since I know you're probably all wondering, the word irk means irritate or annoy. It really irked me when you didn't ask me what irk means, but now I irked you by capturing you all again.
Oh, thanks. I mean, hey.
Word Girl? Little help here, please?
Want to finish that interview?
Sure thing. I'll skip to the lightning round. What is your favorite word?
That's easy. Word.
What's your second favorite word?
It's a tie between all other words.
What job would you like to try other than superhero?
Teacher.
What job would you not like to try?
The guy who has to clean up this goop.
Oh, I think that's me.
I'll help!
Well, that's all the time we have today. This is Scoops Ming telling you that I just realized I'm talking into a pile of goop. Not a camera. Good night!
And so, thanks to the brave work of our heroes, a scary cliffhanger has come to a happy ending. But you'll be so irked if you miss the next exciting episode of...
Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!